Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I don't really can start a ride in that street, but I open my eyes to take a peek. To find that I don't spy in the sting, gazing with tranquility.
Good afternoon, everyone. Greetings, welcome. Welcome to the Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. I am your Hurdy-Gurdy man, Jorge. I am so pleased to be here with you today, and thank you for joining me. Today, we're going to explore some songs, migrant songs, songs about migration, about global migrations, local migrations, itinerant workers, wanderers, people who move throughout the globe. And indeed, who among us or any people have not really moved? That is the nature of humanity. We move for need, for work, for families, and this is a fact of life. And yet, resources, the fear of economic loss, often pits these travelers against authorities, institutions that do not want to have a change, new people. And yet, that's the very essence of America, let's say, for example. So today, what I want to do today is play you some of these migrant songs. So thank you for joining me here at Radio Free Brooklyn. We're going to start with some music associated with North Africa, the Algerian artist Rachid Taha, and we'll move in various genres and styles, because this is all about early songs that transcend styles, genres, even songwriters or artists. This is about songs that have a wider impact. So thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoy our program today.
I'm with you.
There you have Rachid Taha, the late Rachid Taha, who became a voice for France's North African and Middle Eastern immigrants in the 1980s. He led the group Carte de Séjour, which is the kind of the equivalent of a residency permit, the green card in the United States, you know, a Carta Verde. And in his songs, he does sing about Arabic treatment at the hands of French, the racism, immigration injustice, the huge. That's an artist who I'm certainly going to miss for what he contributed. That last song we heard, Hashbuhum, it's from his 2005 album, Teki Toy, which condemned, quote, liars, thieves, humiliators, killers, oppressors, traitors, the envious, the rotters, the diggers, propagandists, destroyers, humiliators, slavers, the lazy. Get rid of them. This, I don't know how much explanation this needs, but clearly Rachid Taha, in his performances, evinced a great deal of that anger and frustration with the way people from Algeria, Arabic people, are treated as migrants who are neatly summed up by The Independent. They wrote that when they talked about his 2009 album, Bonjour, a little sense of irony there. Bonjour, songs of love, respect, hope, and yes, a little anger too. Riding astride his signature pounding rockabilly beats and Bo Diddley stomps, all meshed together with swirling Arabic riffs and motifs. I don't know about that description, but there are certainly some strong traditional elements in this music and in the lyrics. Okay, we're listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, our program, Migrants, Wanderers, people searching for better lives. Big in the news. And here at Radio Free Brooklyn, we do not shy away from topical events, current events. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Hurdy-Gurdy Songs on Radio Free Brooklyn every Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And also know that Hurdy-Gurdy Songs is also available as a podcast on Podomatic.com and iTunes. And I ask for your recommendations on what you think is a hurdy-gurdy song and why. Send it to me at jorge@radiofreebrooklyn.org. That's Jorge, J-O-R-G-E, @radiofreebrooklyn.org. Let's proceed in a somewhat different direction now.
In the spirit of God, in the spirit of the ancestors, in the spirit of the Black Panthers, in the spirit of Asada Shakur, we make this movement towards freedom for all those who have been oppressed and all those in the struggle. Yeah, yeah, check it. There were lights and sirens, gunshots fine. Cover your eyes as I describe a scene so violent. Seemed like a bad dream. She laid in the blood puddle, blood bubbled in her chest. Cold air brushed against open flesh. No room to rest. Pain consumed each breath. Shot twice with her hands up. Police questioned, but shot before she answered. One Panther lost his life, the other ran for his. Scandalous the police were as they kicked and beat her. Comprehension, she was beyond trying to hold on to life. She thought she lived with no arm, that's what it felt like. Got to the hospital, eyes held tight. They moved the room to room, she could tell by the light. Handcuffed tight to the bed, through her skin they bit. With guns to her head, every word she got hit. Who shot the trooper, they asked her. Put the mace in her eyes, threatened to blast her. Her mind raced till things got still. Opened her eyes, realized she's next to her best friend who got killed. She got chills if they told her that's what she would be next. Hurt mixed with anger, survival was a reflex. They lied and denied visits from a lawyer. But she was building as they tried to destroy her. If it wasn't for this German nurse, they would have served the worst. I read the sister's story, knew that it deserved a verse. I wonder what would happen if that would have been me. All of this just so we could be free, so dig it, y'all. Talkies crackling, I seeing where they taking her. Though she kinda knew what made the ride peaceful was the trees and the sky was blue. Arrived to Middlesex prison about 6 in the morning. Uneasy as they pushed her to the second floor in a cell. One cot, no window facing hell. Put in the basement of a prison with all males and the smell of misery. Seedless toilets and centipedes. She exercised, paint, and began to read. 2 years in the hole, her soul grew weak. Away from people so long she forgot how to speak. She discovered freedom is an unspoken sound. And a wall is a wall and can be broken down. Found peace in the Panthers she went on trial with. One of the brothers she had a child with. The foulness they would feed her, hoping she'd lose her seed. Held tight knowing the fight would live through the sea. In need of a doctor, from her stomach she'd bleed. Out of this situation a girl was deceived. Separated from her, left to mother the revolution and lactate to attack hate. Cause federal estate was built for a black fate. Her emptiness was filled with beatings and court dates. They fabricated cases hoping one would stick. And said she robbed places that didn't exist. In the midst of threats on her life and being caged with Aryan whites. Through dark halls of hate, she carried the light. I wonder what would happen if that would have been me. All of this just so we could be free. Yeah, I often wonder what would happen if that would have been me. All of this just so we could be free. So dig it, people. Grandmother would bring news that she had a dream. Her dreams always meant what they needed them to mean. What made them real was the action in between. She dreamt that Asada was free in their own house in Queens. The fact that they always came true was the thing. A
Asada been convicted of a murder she couldn't have done. Medical evidence shown she couldn't have shot the gun. It's time for her to see the sun from the other side. Time for a daughter to be by her mother's side. Time for this beautiful woman to become soft again. Time for her to breathe and not be told how or when. She untangled the chains and escaped the pain. How she broke out of prison I could never explain. And even to this day they try to get to her, but she's free with political asylum in Cuba.
About what freedom isn't and about what it is. Because I've never been free. I can only share my vision with you of the future, about what freedom is. The way I see it, freedom is the right to grow. It's the right to blossom. Freedom is the right to be yourself, to be who you are, to be who you want to be, to do what you want to do.
We'll be right back. nothing in their bellies but the fire down below. They died building the railroads, they worked up bones and skin. They died in the fields and factories, they scattered in the wind. They died to get here 100 years ago, they're still dying now. The hands that built the country were always trying to keep out. There's diamonds in the sidewalk, the gutter's last song. Tear in the bare floors with the faucets on my wall. The shredder for the taking, for any other working man. We'll make his home in the American land. We'll make his home in the American land. We'll make his home in the American land.
The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, of course, from his album Wrecking Ball. And there's a lot of irony in that Wrecking Ball, pun intended. This is a song that Springsteen, during a stop in Australia tour in 2017, he dedicated to this song to immigrants and those protesting the ban that had just been imposed, stating to the crowd, quote, "America is a nation of immigrants, and we find this anti-democratic and fundamentally un-American." From Bruce Springsteen, decidedly Irish-English overtones to the form structure of that song, but dealing with the reality of migrants. So thank you to the Boss for that. Before that, we heard a track from Common and CeeLo Green doing really amazing song, A Song for Asata, which was from Common's first commercial, well, major label debut on MCA Records. And I played that song because of the political asylum that was raised in the case of Asata Shakur, who was a member of the Black Panther Party, the Black Liberation Army. She was convicted of murdering a New Jersey state trooper, among many other charges, in the early 70s. She was given a life sentence but escaped in 1979. She escaped prison and went to Cuba, where she requested and received political asylum since 1984. Her situation started to get more attention. And Common he told her story. He chronicled her story in these verses, and it includes that spoken word by Shakur herself. Common traveled to Havana to speak with her during the album's creation. In that section where she says, quote, "I know a whole more about what freedom isn't than about what it is, because I've never been free." So that's why I played that track that ties into people trying to find political asylum, leaving a oppressive environment. I'm not going to even address the question of her innocence. But the point is that people often need to request asylum, sanctuary. Hence, we have these conversations and, you know, in all our NPR media, all media, issues of the sanctuary city. And if I may for a moment, actually, I'll save it. Let's just go on with the music. I know we all want to hear hurdy-gurdy songs. So let's go on. Here's a piece by Ian Dury entitled Itinerant Child.
out back, and most of the windows have been painted black. The windshield's cracked, it's a bugger to drive. It starts making smoke over 35. It's a psychedelic nightmare with a million leaks. It's home sweet home to some sweet ass freaks.
Slow down, itinerant child. The road is full of danger. Slow down, itinerant child. There's no more welcome stranger.
Soon I was rumbling through the morning fog with my long-haired children and my one-eyed dog. With the trucks and the buses and the trailer vans, my long throw horns playing Steely Dan. We straggled out for miles along the Beggar's Hill. Then the word came down that we'd lost old Bill. You can bet your boots I'm coming when the times are hard. That's why they keep my dossier at Scotland Yard.
Slow down, itinerant child. You're still accelerating. Slow. The boys in blue are waiting. Itinerant child, don't do what you're doing. Itinerant child, you better slow down.
Happy Valley seeking peace and love, with a lone helicopter hanging up above. We didn't realize until we hit the field, there were 400 causes holding riot shields. They terrorized our babies and they broke our heads. It's a stone fucking miracle there's no one dead. They turned my ramshackle home into a burning wreck. My one-eyed dog got a broken neck.
Slow down, itinerant child. The road is full of danger. Slow down, itinerant child. There's no more welcome stranger. Slow down, itinerant child. You're still accelerating. Slow down, itinerant child. The boys in
leaving for Heathrow, the piss on the stairs, the bloody top blocks of Babylon, saying our prayers in an age of reason. Nothing happens overnight. Overnight, overnight. I don't think the sky will fall. Would you be there if I call you overnight? This long journey home is never ending. Where do we start putting things right? So many hearts need so much mending. Nothing happens overnight. I don't know it. The angel will pass over us. All I know is this, it'll be alright. If we love one another enough, nothing happens overnight. Would you be there if I call you overnight? Gestapo creeps howl in the suburban distance, but unlock your windows, I'll be yours. French resistance, nothing happens overnight. And though our lives are cheap as paper, something survives that burns us so bright. Father to son, no passerine, mother to daughter, no surrender. Nothing happens overnight. Overnight, overnight. I don't think the sky will fall. Would you be there if I call you overnight?
That's Maggie Holland performing Overnight from her Bones collection. I just think this is such a beautiful song about hope in the face of attack of what people who are trying to better their lives, what they're faced with, and the need to try to find some hope. Maggie Holland. Before that, Ian Dury and the Blockheads, Itinerant Child, from which is definitely a song that tells about people being evicted, group of travelers being attacked, destroyed, their vehicles destroyed by the police. From the Mr. Love Pants album, 2007, by Ian Dury. This is your host, Jorge, at Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am so happy that we can share these songs with you. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to continue, but first I do want to remind everyone that Radio Free Brooklyn is a community internet station And we rely on your support, and we ask for your support. We are a 501c3, a charitable organization, so you can donate, and your donations are tax deductible. You can also sponsor Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, for which I would be very, very grateful. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Again, radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Thank you again for sharing these songs with me today. I hope you're enjoying them. We're going to proceed now with probably one of the greatest writers about migration in the American context, Mr. Woody Guthrie.
Got no home, I'm just a roaming round, just a wandering worker. I go from town to town, and the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I lay into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Around, it's mighty plain to see this world is such a great and a funny place to be. All the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Up from El Centro and San Bernardino, Baker's Field, Fresno, Madera, Merced, Salinas and Stockton, up to Sacramento, Santa Rosa and Red Bluff, and on back again. 100,000 men, women and children flow on the highway, the young and the old. An unending cycle of sowing and reaping, the long valley's labor can never be done. And see how the land yields up her treasures to a man's patient hands. Up in the morning, an hour before dawning, stretching and yawning, rubbing sleep from their eyes, with the last star still quivering and the morning breeze shivering, the sun is just lighting the easternmost skies.
Soon in the big open trucks they will travel, crowded together and crammed in like cattle, over pavement, over gravel, over dirt roll the wheels, out to the orchards, the vineyards, the fields. And see how the land yields up her treasures to man's patient hands. Soon in the long rows the swift hands are toiling, the day's growing heat and the dusty rose boiling. The sun presses down like a hot heavy hand on the backs of the laborers that are working the land. In the shade of the oak trees by the side of the field rows, dirty and shoeless, the young children play, while fathers and mothers, older sisters and brothers, toil on the knees in the heat of the day. And see how the land yields up her treasures to man's patient hands. Down from the highway come men in brown uniform, questioning, checking and searching, and soon one or two whose papers are not in order will be gone from the crew in the hot afternoon. But when the sun is descended and the long day is ended, it's back to the trucks wiping sweat from their eyes, tired and weary and covered all over with fruit juice and brown dust and sweat and black flies. And see how the land yields up her treasures to man's patient hands. When there's crops in the fields and there's grapes in the vineyards, the limbs of the orchards bow low to the ground. There's food on the table and clothes for the children, and singing and dancing and joy all around. But with the skies grey as iron and the icy winds whistling, frost in the fields and the work to be found, in the cold night they huddle, with hunger they struggle, till spring brings back sweetness and life to the ground. And see how the land yields up her treasures to man's patient hands. And see how the land yields up her treasures to a man. Patient
hand.
Caravana Migrante 2018, ven, únete y acompáñanos, que la lucha es de todo, pueblo sin frontera.
Un sueño que llevamos todos, nosotros los centroamericanos, no saben cómo sufrimos, no saben.
¿Por qué nos matan, por qué nos asesinan, si somos la esperanza de América Latina? Luchada de rojo está en la frontera, porque ahí se mata a la clase obrera. ¿Por qué nos matan, por qué nos asesinan, si somos la esperanza de América Latina? Luchada de rojo está en la frontera, porque ahí se mata a la clase obrera.
Y no tiene conciencia, nos hemos visto obligados a tomar rutas peligrosas.
donde hay abuso y mucha violencia, y el gobierno se queda callado y no dice nada. Son muchos los hermanos que en el camino quedados, unos mutilados y otros nunca los encontraron. Queremos justicia, tenemos derecho a la vida y emigrar todos con dignidad. Hermano mexicano, ustedes también son latinos, solo queremos libre tránsito para nosotros. Honduras, Guatemala, Belice, El Salvador y Nicaragua también somos seres humanos.
¿Por qué nos matan? ¿Por qué nos asesinan? Si somos la esperanza de América Latina, manchada de rojo está en la frontera, porque ahí se mata a la clase obrera. ¿Por qué nos matan? ¿Por qué nos asesinan? Si somos la esperanza de América Latina, manchada de rojo está en la frontera, porque ahí se mata a la clase obrera.
Te quedes sentado, que la unión hace la fuerza y la lucha es de todos, no estamos solos. A nuestro lado nuestro Señor Jesucristo, bendiciendo siempre el camino, tocando corazones de personas que sin conocernos nos esperan, nos quitan el frío y el hambre. Gracias Padre por ser tan fiel y bondadoso con nosotros los centroamericanos.
¿Por qué nos matan? ¿Por qué nos asesinan? Si somos la esperanza de América Latina, manchada de rojo está en la frontera, porque ahí se mata a la clase obrera. ¿Por qué nos matan? ¿Por qué nos asesinan? Si somos la esperanza de América Latina, manchada de rojo está en la frontera, porque ahí se mata a la clase obrera.
Un sueño que llevamos todos, nosotros los centroamericanos. No saben cómo sufrimos, no saben.
That's Caravana Migrante 2018, kind of a reggaeton track by Jimmy Golden. Very powerful, a hurdy-gurdy song, no doubt. And it's, if you want to look this up, Caravana Migrante by Jimmy Golden, you can support the refugee caravan through donations as well. Very important to understand that these songs, things from Jimmy Golden back up to Woody Guthrie, I Ain't Got No Home, whether it's internal displacement or external displacement of people, as in sung by the whole Broadside song by Danny Valdez and Agustin Lara, the migrant song. Those songs, I Ain't Got No Home, the migrant song, Caravana Migrante, it really speaks to the reality of migrants. In this case, primarily Central American Latino migrants. And I myself immigrated to the United States at the age of 4 and a half, and I want to make this very clear that what motivates a lot of people to come to this country, we always talk about the looking for work, for better life, financial security, economic security, national security, and understand that every Latino who emigrated here is grateful for what we have been able to achieve here and what we hope will become a more equitable, fair planet, nation. So I don't want to get preachy too much, but I do want to make that point that we are grateful and we contribute a lot. I love bringing this music to you. And we're running out of time, so I'm going to leave you now with yet another migrant community in the world of jazz. I'm going to play, leave you some with the music of Fred Ho and the Underground Railroad to my heart. Thank you for listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Join me next week. Be sure to write to me. Let me know what songs you'd like to hear on Hurdy Gurdy Songs and why. And until next time, wish you peace. And wherever you go, however you move, I hope it's a peaceful transition. Until next time, see ya. Thank you.